This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, May 4th. God's word to you today is by the Spirit, and this is part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 5, and it says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord." Discerning of spirits means recognizing the sources of manifestation. Why is this important? It is because not everything spiritual is from the Holy Spirit. Recognizing the source of a manifestation is the gift of discernment of spirits, and it is so indispensable in this our time. Please read Acts 8, verses 17 to 25. Acts 8, verses 22 to 23 says, "Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and the chains of wickedness." This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. Peter could discern there was gall in Simon's heart, and that the source of Simon's quest was not God. It was dark, evil bitterness. Acts 16, verses 16 to 17 says, "One day, we were going down to the place of prayer. We met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved.' Unfortunately, today, people are quick to believe anyone that has a spirit to tell the future. Did you notice that the Bible did not say what the girl was saying was fake, or that she was foretelling a fake future? Sadly, there are a lot of churches that are demon spirit possessed, and people are excited because they are telling the future, and because there is a spiritual action going on. Do not be deceived. What the girl was saying about Paul, Luke, and the rest, was it true or false? It was 100% accurate. She had not met Paul, Luke, or any of the others previously, but she saw them and said, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved.' For a lot of people, that is enough to make them believe that the girl has the gift of prophecy, so she must be a prophetess. Then they make her a prophetess in church, make her a house fellowship leader, and put her in the choir. Not with us, in Jesus' name. What the girl was saying was accurate, and we cannot dispute that. From day one, Paul already knew that she was not of God, so he was ignoring her because you cannot respond to everything. For instance, during one of our vigils in a God Will Do It Again season, I saw some witches sitting in our meeting. As we were praying, I said to the Lord, 'Should I take these people on?' And his response was, 'Just leave them. They're wasting their time.' So I continued the vigil. Similarly, in some things, I just leave them because they are wasting their time, and they are a waste of your time. Sometimes, even at a Sunday service, I see a witch, but I do not do anything about it unless God leads me to. But I can. When I was much younger, even when the Holy Spirit did not send me, I would go and cause trouble." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I earnestly desire the gift of discerning of spirits. Lord, help me to discern instantly when the source of spiritual things is not you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.